Case number 12,625, Robert and Sarah Murphy seek a variance from the separation distance requirement between units for a proposed structure. Sections 115-25, 115-172, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of River Road within the Potnets Bayside Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 34171 River Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 30, Parcel 2, Unit 51528. The applicant is seeking a 14-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between units. We have 6 letters of support, 0 opposition, and 2 mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, my name is Sarah Murphy, and I live at 34171 River Road.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll let you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. We're requesting, as all of the data shows, that we would like to put a pad which is encroaching on the 10-foot variance of my neighbor's property at 34181 River Road. You have a sign, their signed signatures that they have approved of this. We currently have a temporary ramp, which we thought would be very short-lived, but my husband's fell, broke his hip, and a year and a half later, he still isn't walking. We are going to have to go out of state of Delaware to get that repaired and hope that some repair can happen. So we have been approached by our neighbor, and Mike McGuire's signature is there, is with a union that does things for Vietnam vets, free of charge. They're going to put a lift in for us. We'll be able to wheel his wheelchair up and then lift him up. We won't need the ramp. Currently, we have a 62-foot ramp, of which I've been paying $1,000 a month to rent. So once we get that, we have to put the pad in for that's the expense that I will incur. I have to put the pad in. The union from Philadelphia will come down, install the lift, and then we'll have the lift to raise him up. We are going to have to put in a sidewalk along that what is currently stone, and you have the drawing there. So, but it's just exchanging stone for concrete so I can wheel the wheelchair along there. It's our hope that someday we would not need the ramp, but who knows? I hope I've explained it as clearly as I can. Does anybody have any questions of me?
Any questions?
Did you mention there was a drawing or something?
Yes.
Because I don't see that in our packet.
Well, it's not a drawing of the exact... I haven't gotten a drawing yet from the people that are going to put it in, but let's see.
You can hand it to Ms. Norwood there.
This is. Okay, and they have this. If you have your drawing, it's actually the plot plan. I put a little arrow there. It says variance, so it would show you exactly where we have to put the pad.
Do you need HOA approval?
It's already been to tunnel companies. They're the ones that said, okay, once you're encroaching on the variance or the 10-foot variance, then now you as a resident have to go to council. Now, once I get done with you and if you approve me, yes, I will return back to tunnel properties. They will give me a building permit to put it in. And one reason I didn't have a choice as to which side of the house to put it on, because as I stated, we're in a FEMA set. So the one side of my house has a little bit more of a slope down. So I didn't really have a flat surface on that side or a flat enough space that I could actually pour the pad. Otherwise, it'd be sloping downhill, and I couldn't do that. So that's why I picked this particular side of the house.
You mentioned that you're in a FEMA. Do you have flooding problems on the property as well?
No, fortunately, our property doesn't, but the lower properties do.
Do you have some additional regulations you have to meet because of that FEMA requirement, flood regulations?
No, as far as that, I met with a couple of the people here in, and I already have electric there, and the electric's been there since the house was put in, so it's away from the water.
Is the house, it looks like it's elevated a little bit. Is that due to the flooding?
No. That's because we didn't have a choice. Our family has been on that lot for 53 years. We replaced that home in 2003 and 2004. And that's when, because of that last, right prior to that, there was a 100-year storm, and then they came in. So all the properties on the bayfront now have to be raised according to what FEMA tells the builder.
Is the current ramp in that same
location? Yes. Yes, it is. It's 62 feet. Goes all the length of the house.
Okay.
And there again, the facility that I went to get the ramp, which is out of Philadelphia, it's considered a durable medical good. I went to PotNets to say I'm going to put a ramp up. I expect it to be temporary, and as it turned out, it hasn't been very temporary. And then now we've decided to go this next route with the lift. And then the ramp will come down.
So what I'm hearing you say is that it's on a FEMA set.
Yes.
You had to build it up. That's caused the issue with the drainage right on the other side.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Why you have to put that on that?
Yeah, I just don't have any, like, that's what they do now with all these homes, is they grade them accordingly so that the water runs off, and it's just that it's not flat enough for me, which I wouldn't have needed to come for the variance if, because there was a little bit more room.
How far is the structure on the neighboring property if you're facing the house to the right?
Right.
How close is that home to the property line, you know?
Where I'm going to put the pad is adjacent, right close, almost going to get back up close to their driveway. And then their house is the 10-foot, on the side of their driveway.
Okay, so right now there is 20 feet between your house and their house?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, except for this one spot. And if you, like I said, if you look, it's right here. This is where the steps, and this is the most narrow spot of my lot. My lot's a pie-shaped lot, and it kind of starts out wide, then it kind of narrows, and then it goes out towards the bulkhead. So that's it right there. It would be right, the pad would be right here, and then the lift would just lift my husband up. And then we bring him right into the house. And the only other thing I would like to request, hopefully on the chance that you're going to permit me to do this, is that you would refund my $400, since I'm not enhancing my home just because I want to enhance it. I'm enhancing it for a medical reason, that you would refund my $400.
Any other questions from the board? Mr. Sharp, do you have any more questions?
I have no more, thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. I have Anne on the line, and your line is open.
Hello, this is Anne LaFleur. I'm an employee with Suffolk County, and I'm just calling in this evening to test the line.
Thank you, Anne.
You're welcome.
At this time, there is no one else standing by on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12625 for Mr. and Mrs. Murphy for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Property's unique physical conditions due to its size and shape that create exceptional practical difficulties. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Exceptional practical difficulty was not given by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there anything? There was a request, and Mr. Sharp, I don't even know if this is something we can do.
The board can entertain her request to refund the application fee if the board so desired.
Yeah, I'd like to amend my motion that we refund the application fee.
Are
you still seconding or not?
I am.
Okay.
Motion and second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons, so with a vote of 5-0, case number 12625 has been approved.
Thank you very much.